Brexit Party or the Tories? By Godfrey Bloom. Image. March to Leave, March 2019. The choice is largely strategic. Europhiles are masters of strategy, they have been playing the long game since the 1950s. The founding fathers of the European Union knew renouncing one's own country was an anathema to most ordinary people, regardless of nationality. Most of us are family first, country second. The concept of belonging to a continent is simply unnatural. So those founding fathers came up with their stealth plan. Easy enough to research their views. It is no longer a secret. The goal is a centralized United States of Europe, an anthem, president, army, every day a European bigwig lets the cat out of the bag. It has nothing to do with trade, a popular peculiarity of debate to the British who still see it as a common market. Some elderly academics still use the term. Guy Verhofstadt made it abundantly clear at the Lib Dem conference just a few weeks ago, when he advocated a new empire, amazingly to a mute MSM. This political dream now runs deep in the global establishment. The long-term game plan of Europhiles is to corrupt national institutions, nowhere more successful than in Britain. The judiciary, political class and civil service are committed to the project. It has been impossible to be promoted to one-star rank in the civil service without total commitment to the dream. Believe me, I have worked inside the belly of the beast. There is also no single employee or director of the public broadcasting service who voted leave. Here lies the problem. A clean break is simply not possible with every lever of establishment power held by Remainers. If it was, we would have left by now. The Boris deal is both rancid and unnecessary. It is not what we voted for and everyone knows it. But the EU is a ship rudderless, leaking and out of fuel. It is heading remorselessly towards the abyss, debt, youth unemployment, uncontrolled immigration and violence on the streets, albeit unreported by MSM. We have a choice, if I may use an analogy. We can get off the ship now as a matter of urgency and alight on an uninhabited, rather bleak but temperate island and plan the next step, or plunge into the abyss with all hands. Captain Boris has offered such an island. Several passengers think they can wrest the ship from the crew, which is hell-bent on the abyss, and then sail to a close-by friendly and prosperous port. Sadly, the crew has the armory and the engine room. Labour and the Lib Dems are determined on Remain. The Brexit Party must therefore contest only where the Conservative candidate has no chance, not even a dog's chance. They must contest nowhere else. Or the Brexit Party will join the unfortunate Harold Day, whose tombstone read, "Here lies the body of Harold Day, who claimed he had the right of way." Egos must be swallowed, prejudice put aside. There is an important role for the Brexit Party until we get a real Brexit, but it requires strategic thinking, not something that Mr. Farage does well. Although an astute political tactician, he is no strategist, hence the demise of UKIP, which should now have at least a dozen MPs. The party lost the plot from 2012 and onwards. At Sandhurst, I remember a definition of strategy v tactics which I used for my dissertation later at the Royal College of Defence Studies. It was attributed to General Patton, I have never heard a better. Strategy is how you get the girl into the cinema back row, tactics is what you do next. We need to get Miss Leave into the back row. Then decide what to do next. At the moment she isn't even in the cinema. Copyright Godfrey Bloom 2019.